person.
The Backwards Backwards Game on the K92 Morning Thang.
It's your primitive plan, yes.
Now we're going backwards. It's Antoine, it's Monica in the game. They hear a phrase, we flip it around backwards. You try to speak in tongues, and then we flip you around to hear what you sound like. And today we are doing cartoon catchphrases. Thought that'd be fun.
Yeah, you know, it takes a little nostalgia. I like nostalgia.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we'll start right in with probably the most nostalgic catchphrase of them all.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
It's always impressive that Disney and Mickey Mouse and everything, all of those, there's not a whole lot of catchphrases.
No.
And really, back in the day when it was kind of Looney Tunes versus Disney, Looney Tunes was mopping the floor with Disney.
They had the better characters.
Right. And now, Disney is a multi-billion dollar company that owns about 5,000 other companies, and Looney Tunes is,
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Yeah, I think they got to figure it out.
Like a ride at Six Flags or just a Sylvester or something, or I don't know.
Really surprising.
I know, and I loved Looney Tunes as a kid, and it's just, man, it ain't anywhere anymore. So anyway, it's going to be Antoine, it's going to be Monica in the game. Please give me a number between 1 and 11, Monica.
7.
Antoine.
5.
The correct answer is 11. So, Monica, you will go first in the game. Antoine, you will go to the soundproof chamber. Monica, you're going to hear, meh, what's up, Doc? Backwards 2 times, and then we'll hear what you think it is. Here we go with time 1 in the backwards, backwards game.
I must know.
Okay. Kind of broken up there a little bit. Time 2.
I bus no plane.
I bus no plane.
That seemed decent to me. I liked your tone. You had that very nasally Bugs Bunny type tone to it. So I think that's a formidable start to the game.
Okay.
Antoine is back from the soundproof chamber. It is the cartoon catchphrase edition of the Backwards Backwards game. Meh, what's up, Doc? You're going to hear it 2 times. Time 1 is...
I must know plane.
Time 2.
I must know plane.
I what's up, rain?
Yours is very nasally.
I felt Steve Urkelish.
It was a little. Yep.
Yeah.
Do you have any cheese?
Yeah, that's what I felt.
Yeah. It is. It's very similar. What's also, you start thinking about all the voices on some of these cartoons. You're like, wait a minute. They sound sort of the same. Oh, it's the same person. That's why. Yes, he did 4 million different voices. So Monica Brooks gave us this.
Time was no rain.
It had notes of Urkel to it, just some undertones. We reverse it around. We're listening for it. Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
It's pretty good.
Okay, good job, Monica.
Yep, good job. This, I believe, could be a fine first round for everybody. Antoine.
What's up, Ray?
Can I do that?
It definitely has some more Urkel to it.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Man,
pretty good too.
Yeah, what's up,
Doc? Yeah, what's up, Doc?
They are so close that by just a whiff of Urkel, I'm going to give it to Antoine.
Correct.
That's all it. Right. But I could really go either way. I could say I could really just say I'm going to give it to Monica because Antoine made me think of Urkel too much. I could have said that too. But the good news is whoever lost round one will win round two.
Yes.
So this time we're going to go with, I do believe, Antoine, one of your favorite cartoons, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It is.
I mean, they're...
Cowabunga, dude.
That was their thing, man.
All right. One of the best theme songs in the history of... television.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. The Turtles for me was interesting because I was just a little bit too old to care. So they were on and they were fine. And I remember my neighbor who was about 2 years younger than me going, oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I said,
I destroyed so many socks trying to turn them into nunchucks. My mother was very upset with me.
But I will say this, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, when you used to go to video arcades and play in the video games, was one of the greatest team games of all time.
Oh, yes.
And they have it at the Starcade.
Yes, I heard that. Mm-hmm. I need to get down there.
I played it with my son. It was as fun as I remembered it 20 years ago playing that stupid game. So anyway, Monica, go to the soundproof chamber. Antoine, you're going to hear a cowabunga, dude, which ironically made me crave pizza the minute I heard that. Just makes you want to just eat pizza.
Uh-huh.
Sit around and do nothing. So, cowabunga, dude. Time 1 is...
Please, dick mouth, boy.
Time 2...
Please, dick mouth, boy.
Ding dong, boy.
I don't feel good about that one.
I don't feel good about that either.
No, I didn't. I don't think you did a good job with that one. I don't think Antoine did a very good job, Monica. Welcome back from the soundproof chamber.
You're going to win this regardless.
Yes. It was, you were put earlier in the morning, we were messing around with fake accents. You kind of put yours back on a little bit. That's what it reminded me of. All right. You're going to hear it two times, Monica. It is Cowabunga, dude. Backwards. Time one.
Please, dick mouth, boy.
Time two.
Please, dick mouth, boy.
You big mouth boy.
And I kind of said words.
You always kind of say words.
I heard you say big mouth boy.
Yep. You big mouth boy. I'm not here to judge, though, because sometimes you say words and then they end up being other words.
But you are the judge.
I am also here to judge.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm not here to judge. All right. I'm going to pick the winner.
Touche. Now it's time for me to judge. Well, you know, I'm a man who wears many hats.
Yes,
so I
are.
Am a judge, but also not a judge. Antoine gave us this.
Ding dong, boy.
Yes, it was. I am from Senegal. I am just here to enjoy.
It is me.
I am Prince Akeem. I have recently been placed in charge of garbage. Let's go ahead and reverse it around. We're listening for Cowabunga Dude.
How many dudes?
It is more okayer than I thought it would be.
Yes, it is way better than I thought it was going to be.
How many dudes?
Let's not use words like better. Again, more okayer. Okay? Let's see what the big mouth dude has.
You big mouth boy.
Big mouth boy.
Was he an outcast big mouth boy?
I think it was his middle name, nobody said.
Yeah, loved him at the Super Bowl. It's great. Okay, here we go. Cowabunga, dude.
Cowabunga, dude. Cowabunga, dude.
Well, clearly Monica's.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a point for you. We move to the final round. This, again, these are all iconic cartoon catchphrases, because why would I do one that no one knew? That wouldn't make any sense at all. This one is going to take some of your feeling, some emotion you're really going to have to get into.
Scooby Dooby Doo!
Yep. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got to be like that Great Dane or whatever he is. So Antoine's going to the soundproof chamber, Monica. You're going to hear Scooby Dooby Doo two times backward. Here is time one on the K92 Morning Thang. I just like listening to that one backwards. It makes me laugh.
I know.
Time two.
Woody Boogie Boots.
Woody Doobadoo.
I didn't like it.
Well, you know what? I think it was all right.
I didn't like it.
It was a solid 6.5 to 7. You see that guy in the club and you think, you know what? He's all right. His eyebrows need to be trimmed a little bit, but he's all right. He ain't bad. Maybe if he went to the gym a little bit more, he'd be more okayer. So now Antoine is back from the soundproof chamber. He's going to hear Scooby Dooby Doo backward two times. Here's time one, Antoine.
Woody-boody-boots.
It's just going to be fun to say.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Woody Woody Boots.
Woody Dooby Doos.
This is going to be the battle of sort of okay. I think that's what we have here. It's Antoine. It's Monica. It is who's a pretty little boy over there? What's going on? We're listening for Scooby Dooby Doo.
Woody Dooby Doo.
Let's flip it around. And what do we get?
Woody Dooby Doo.
Not good. Not good at all.
Nope, not good.
You were right, Monica. It was worse than I thought.
I don't like it.
All right. Antoine, you only have to be like a 5 on
okay.
this one.
Let's right.
see.
Woo, dooby dooby doos.
Will he be able to pull it off? We're listening for Scooby Dooby Doo.
Zooty booty doo.
Oh, look at him getting a 5.
Yes.
Correct.
I'll take that 5.
And it was a solid 5.